Why do people get married? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Couples can live together, have sex together, have children together without going to the trouble of getting married. Don't even get much of a tax break anymore. So why do people get married? Come on, we all know this. To discourage sleeping around, that's why. We all know that men, few women, but basically all men, are biologically programmed to sleep around. Well, marriage was invented to discourage that. The idea being that if two people state their vows in front of all their friends and relatives and sign a legally enforceable contract to share everything, they're less likely to skip out the next day. It's like the bank demanding 20% down. There's a better chance you'll keep up the payments. It has nothing to do with the sex. The sex can happen regardless. It's about the man agreeing to suppress his innate promiscuity. So now, what about gay marriage in New York? Does God condemn it? Well, God is celibate, as far as I can tell, except for that one time. And look at what Michelle Bachmann, who is probably the most religious of the candidates, said. She did not condemn New York. As she told Face the Nation,
I stand for the proposition that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Which is her right. But as for the law, as she told Fox News Sunday,
under the 10th Amendment, the states have the right to set the laws that they want to set.
That's Michelle Bachmann speaking. And so I predict that God will do nothing about gay marriage in New York, except to wonder with amusement why those who condemn promiscuity would want to deny gay people the very institution designed to keep it under control. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.